The scripture reading this morning can be found on the backside of your bulletin. It's from Luke 16, 19 through 31. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead."
Thanks, Colin. It's good to see you this morning. If you would just keep that text right in front of you, whether you're looking at the back of the program or whether you have your device or your Bible, because I want to just spend the rest of our time this morning looking at that passage of what is normally referred to as the rich man and Lazarus. But as you notice in the program, I've titled it this morning, A Loving Warning, and you'll see what we mean by that. On one of our family vacations to Florida, Caleb and Paige's brother Mark and I were out in the ocean, and I calculated it. We were over a third of a mile out in the ocean on a raft with no sides on it, diving, free diving for sand dollars. And it was my uncle, or their uncle, Uncle Mark, had found this sandbar out there, and these were the best, the pristine sand dollars. So we were way, way out there. I mean, literally three times the length of this field out there. And so while we're diving, this lifeguard paddles out there on a surfboard, and he just comes to check on us. And he asks us how we're doing. Oh, man, we're doing great. Look at these sand dollars, these shells we're finding. I mean, you know, they're untouched. They're pristine. This is great. And he turns around, and he goes back on his board back to the shore. And so we keep diving, and after a little while, we look around, and nobody else is in the ocean. It's only us. And as we look around, we look on the sea. Am I being heard, Martin?
Talk loud.
Talk loudly, he said. I'll try to talk loudly. And so we are out in the ocean, like I said, about a third of a mile out into the sea. And the lifeguard has come out there, and he goes back, and we look around, and we're the only ones in the ocean. Nobody else out there. I mean, it's a very eerie feeling. I know you never find yourself like that in the Pacific. You wouldn't be that crazy like we were to get that far out on a raft with no sides on it anyway. But we're out there, and we look at the shore, and all these people are lined up on the shore. And as they're lined up on the shore, they're kind of spots, but we see them doing this. And we also look, and there are these rescue vehicles. And we're wondering, who needs rescuing? And so we come back, and the lights are flashing. There's trucks, there's cars, the rescue vehicles. There's like all the lifeguard supervisors. And we get in, and as you may guess, we find out we were the ones who needed rescuing. What happened was they had spotted some sharks circling us while we were out there. And now as I think about that incident, one thing I want to be certain that I'm not, and it's that lifeguard. Why do I say that? Because that lifeguard, he came out there and he was caring enough. He was loving enough. He even went into danger to be where we were, but he didn't warn us. He didn't say, guys, there's a shark out here. It's dangerous. Man, get back to shore. He just said, how are you doing? Apparently we weren't doing very well, but we thought we were. But we didn't know that we weren't doing very well till we got back to the shore. I call our text this morning a loving warning, because that's what Jesus is giving to us this morning as we look at Luke 16, this story of the rich man and Lazarus. Let me remind you who's telling the story. Not just me. I'm just relaying the story that Jesus told. The one who told the story was the one who was the most loving person that this world has ever seen, has ever known. Got a call here at the church from Willie Nelson. Not that Willie Nelson, but Willie Nelson. And he said it's urgent. And he wanted me to come see him. And he only lives maybe literally 5 minutes in that direction. And so I got in the car, got Dave to go with me, and we got in the car together, driving over to Willie Nelson's house. And I'm telling Dave the story as we drive over of how I've known Willie for several years now. And he works out in the gym, and I've had a chance to tell him about Jesus over and over and over. But he's just never believed. Never believed. And a few years ago, he got throat cancer. And if you know anything about that, it's not good. And he started thinking about his own mortality. And it gave me another chance to talk to Willie about who Jesus is. But he still didn't believe. But now he's calling me and he's saying, Gary, I'm about to die. Can you come over? So Dave and I pull into his driveway and we walk in. He said, go on in. And so we did, and we walk in. And as we walk in, there's a lady there. I believe there's a couple of ladies there. And he dismissed them. And we're standing at his, what he's calling his deathbed. And he's laying on his bed. And he looks up and he says, Gary, I need help. The doctor says my heart's about to stop. I'm about to die. And I'm scared. I'm alone. I'm in darkness. And every night, these demons are coming. And I'm scared they're going to drag me away. Can you help me? I said, Willie, God sent us here. He wants you to listen to this. I said, I've been reading this story. I've been writing it out. I've been thinking about it a lot. It's a story about the rich man and Lazarus. And so I told him the story. And I let him know about what happened to the rich man and going to this place of hell. What happened to Lazarus when he was able to go to heaven. And I finished the story and talking about you got to turn, you got to repent in this life, or there's no mercy in the next. And he goes, oh, what do I do? What do I do? I said, Willie, you're that rich man, and you're not ready to see God. If you die right now, you'll go to hell. Oh, Gary, what do I do? What do I do? So I opened up Romans chapter 10, and I started reading at verse 9. And I just started reading. I said, it says, Willie, if you'll confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord. And I stopped and I said, well, it doesn't really say Willie, but I'm going to put your name here. And he said, yeah, please do. I said, it says, Willie, if you'll confess Jesus is with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. He said, oh, can I do that now? Can I do that now? I said, yeah. And he just started crying out to God, Jesus, Lord, I believe you're my Lord. I believe you rose from the dead. And I've never tried to keep up with somebody trying to call out to God to kind of help him know what to say because he was ahead of me. But I was, you know, trying to help him. Well, tell him about your sins. Tell him you want to be forgiven. You know, he's already doing all this. But he's calling out for salvation. And there was just a peace. There was a calmness that came over his room. And I said, Willie, if those demons come back tonight, tell them that they don't have any place here anymore. That Jesus is your Lord. And he goes, oh, they won't come back. I'm okay now. I'm okay now. I had given him a card. I forgot what I'd given it to him because it was a few years ago and I had laminated it. And I had taken it to the gym on one of those many times that I was sharing the gospel with him. And I had just written on the card, Romans 10, 9 and 10, the very verses that God had me open up in his deathbed and read to him. And the other verse that I had written on the card that I had forgotten, and I knew it because he had it taped up on his closet door, that card. And the other verse was Psalm 34, 18. That says, God is near to the brokenhearted. And he saves those who are crushed in spirit. That rich man was never brokenhearted. He was never crushed in spirit. He didn't become a beggar until he was on the other side. Oh, Willie came a beggar to beg God for salvation on this side. And when Dave and I were leaving, he didn't want us around very long. He didn't want us to small talk. He did business and he was done. And so he let us go on our way. And as we walked out, he looked at us. He said, thank you. Thank you. You're the only real believer I know. I'll see you on the other side. Willie's still alive this morning. I know that because I was at his house this morning too. Because I've been going back every day and just saying, Willie, can I read the Bible to you? Can I keep telling you what God wants to talk to you about? And every day but one, he said yes. One day he was so tired, he just wanted me to pray, and I prayed the scripture. But Willie asked me, I believe it was on Friday, Adam was with me on Friday, and he said, when you came in and you brought that book, he said, those two ladies that don't believe, he said, they knew something happened in the house. And he said, I need you to tell your people on Sunday. Tell them that people don't have to be in this darkness. Tell them they can be in the light. Because that's Willie's language now. I'm not in the darkness anymore. I'm in the light. So who are you this morning? Who are you? Have you cried out for mercy from God? Jesus, I want you to be my Lord. You did rise from the dead. This book tells me that. I believe it. Will you forgive me? Will you save me? Bow your heads with me if you will. I'm going to just ask you a question without people looking around. If that's your prayer this morning, if you pray to the Lord, Lord, I believe now. Jesus, you're my Lord. Will you save me? Can I just see your hand so I can pray for you? Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to ask that those of you, not now, but after the service is over, come find me. Or you don't have to find me. Find one of the pastors or even somebody that brought you. If nobody brought you, either find me or go to the information tent. We have some information for you, but we'd like to know your name. And we'd like to walk with you like we're walking with Willie now.
And I told Willie, I said, we'll pray for you. And so I'm gonna invite you to pray with me for these that are raising their hands. And I'm going to pray for Willie. And I want to pray for you. Because are you taking these opportunities to give these loving warnings? God wants us to give these loving warnings. Oh, Father, thank you for this story of this rich man and Lazarus. Thank you, God, that there is mercy, there is hope in this life, but only if Jesus is our Lord and you've forgiven us. Thank you, Father, that Willie has found that hope, that his own description, he says, I'm in the light now, not in the darkness. Thank you, Father. And so, Lord, I told him we'd pray for him. So we pray for him now as he's literally saying that he's waiting for his heart to stop. And Lord, you're the great physician. If you want it to stop and him to go right into your presence, then Lord, we know that'll be best. Lord, if there's something that you want him to continue to do on this earth, Lord, we trust you in that. And I pray Willie will trust you in that. And Father, I pray for these that I saw their hands and others that prayed just this morning. Jesus, I confess you with my mouth as Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead and that have called out to you for salvation. God, let them know your Holy Spirit is in them now and sealing them for eternity, forever. And for those of us who know you, oh God, don't let us be like that lifeguard and just be caring and loving, but let us give a fair, loving warning to those so they can go and be with us forever with you. Thank you, God. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.